This is an ABC podcast.
Fierce. Girl power.
This is the story of the girl who won gold in two different sports and then got elected to Parliament. Nova Paris, written and read by me, 10-year-old Sabella Collins. Nova's chest heaved. Sweat poured like a waterfall from her body and onto the field. A roar filled her ears. Was it her heart wildly pumping? No. Was it the heavy thumping of her feet on the ground as she ran like the wind? No. It was something else. She stopped to drink it in. It was the roar of the crowd. Did we do it? She wondered. Yes, we did. The Hockey Roos had just claimed victory in the final against Korea at the 1996 Atlanta Olympic Games. Exhaustion swept over her and her knees shook, but her chest swelled with pride. Nova Marie Paris had just become the first Indigenous Australian to win an Olympic gold medal. The noise of the crowd faded as Nova cast her mind back to where it all began. She had always dreamt of this moment. And now it's actually happened, she smiled. Nova grew up in the Northern Territory. She was one of those kids who was great at all sports. But hockey was her favourite. I'm going to play for Australia one day, she said. She practiced in her backyard, hitting, slam, dribbling, whoosh, and dodging imaginary opponents. Score! Yay! But Nova wasn't as dedicated somewhere else. Somewhere very important. Nova had been skipping school. Nova! It was her stepfather. He stomped into her room. His police officer face was on. It was as red as a tomato. That was never a good sign. Nova gulped. Uh-oh. Nova's stepdad was so furious, he picked up her precious trophies and threw them onto the ground, smashing them into smithereens. No! Nova cried, but her stepdad wanted to punish her. These trophies mean nothing unless you get a good education, he shouted. Nova felt steam coming out of her ears. She was fuming too. She wanted to scream. None of this makes sense, she thought. But later it did. As she grew older, Nova learned to balance her passion for sport with her schoolwork. I want to be smart as well as strong, she thought. And hockey was the type of sport where thinking and tactics were important. Nova loved hockey because she was never alone. She could celebrate every win with her team. They were her best mates. But Nova's coach noticed something special about her, something that made her stand out from her teammates. Nova, you're fast, he said. Really fast. He put her in defence so even the speediest opponent could not get past. Maybe I could try running in a proper race, Nova thought. So she did, and she was as quick as a cheetah. Nova was so fast, she qualified for the 200-metre sprint at the 1998 Commonwealth Games. Nova's heart raced and her legs shook as she took her place on the track. Bang! Nova leapt from the blocks. Wind whistled in her ears and the track became a blur. Suddenly, it appeared, the finish line. Nova leapt forward and stretched her legs for her final, crucial step across the line. The crowd exploded.
First place, Nova Paris!
Nova had won yet another gold medal. But it was a different feeling to the Olympics with the Hockey Roos. This time, Nova had no teammates to hug. Running was an individual sport. She had achieved this victory all on her own. But Nova wanted to achieve more, away from the sports arena. She felt lucky to have so many opportunities, but she knew lots of other Indigenous kids weren't so lucky. She opened the Nova Paris Girls Academy to help Indigenous kids with their education. She travelled to 104 Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander communities across Australia, helping kids to get health checks. But I still need to do more, Nova thought, and there's only one place I can do it. Nova became a politician, but not just any politician. She was the first Aboriginal woman elected to federal parliament. She stood up, pulled back her shoulders, and made her very first speech. I would forgo any number of gold medals to see Aboriginal Australians be free, healthy, and participating fully in all that our great country has to offer. Nova worked hard to make sure that Indigenous people had the same rights as all other Australians. And along the way, Nova herself faced racism. People wrote to Nova for all kinds of reasons. Sometimes she would receive messages of support, but sometimes she would receive horrible messages. They won't stop me, Nova thought, but it still hurt. After 3 years as a senator, Nova decided she wanted to go home. She had three children, Jessica, Destiny, and Jack, and she wanted to spend more time with them. Today, Nova is still dedicated to standing up for Indigenous people, especially kids, and she has this message for everyone. Within every one of us lies the ability to reach deep inside ourselves and draw upon our inherited strength that our ancestors have given us. There lies a spirit that needs to be awakened. How fierce is that? Thanks for listening to this episode of Fierce Girls. I'm Sabella Collins. I think Nova is fierce and amazing, and she told me one very important thing. Don't be scared to set goals and to have a dream. Don't be scared of failing or what anyone else will think. Roll the credits! This special series of Fierce Girls is produced by a bunch of fierce women. Our producer is Alex Lowback. Script editor is Samantha Turnbull. And Isabella Troppiano is the sound engineer who puts in cool sound effects like this one. The executive producer is Monique Bowley. Kelly Reardon is the boss who lets us make fierce podcasts like this one. Fierce Girls is a production of ABC Audio Studios. To hear more stories about other fierce girls, go to the ABC Listen app or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. And once you've finished, you should totally check out two other great ABC Kids podcasts, Little Yarns and Story Salad. Don't forget to tell your friends. And remember, keep being fierce!